called. She got his death.
That's right.
And
do you think it's all right?
Yeah, no, I think Mother was concerned because the article was bad. It said the taxpayers were paying for the schedule of Patricia Mean. She was earning between $15,000 and $30,000 a year. That is a bad story. But it was wasn't anyone's fault. It's just Sharon Crawford.
Yeah. The girl tried to turn on the news. She the reporter got her on the phone. She tried to get out of it. Just said, "Everybody's saying I have nothing to say. I'm not supposed to talk or don't want to talk or
But I don't think
it's just fair. Proud of this bitch working on the organization. You see, she has everything. The point that you have to bear in mind is that you should not be sensitive about that. You and Christian are doing events that basically are not political events.
Yeah, right.
With God Almighty, you're going to have all nations of the year as an ever conference.
Right.
Open the house. And you're doing events that I'd otherwise do. And that's that. It's going to be, that's the kind of story we get. It's had no pickup anywhere.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's important.
If one bounce out of here, it's a lousy story, but it's not, it has no, I think it's very, it's a lot of it's untrue. We've got to talk about it. I probably know they were trying to nail it on that. But they really, oh yeah, the other nail. The thing you should tell them is that you just don't read the goddamn Washington Post. I really mean this.
Yeah.
Or Sharpened behind the day of the story. They're all sensation. They're all political. And they're going to be worse and worse and worse. But if you read them, you're going to go out about the mind because
they'll
play it into their hands. Oh, that because they have this problem. The second point is with regard to the speechwriter that you said. We checked that out.
Well, I've talked with Ray Price and he thinks she's very good. I think we could try to work with her.
But how did you feel about her? The point was that she didn't.
I don't know. They seem to have great confidence in her, and I think it's going to work out. We talked to her. We haven't met her, so we.
Have you met her yet?
Yeah, and I say we've talked and.
She's Jewish.
I don't know.
You're her sperm, I imagine she is.
And we've given her speeches that we've changed, so she can see how we change how we speak to them.
Right.
I think we're going to work with her.
So what she's done is awfully good. Some of that rock nature thing, I pulled it out of you. Absolutely unbelievable.
I just don't think we should build Nader up because
never.
He doesn't ever give up the brain.
Always in reading things. What's the idea? What he's doing is wrong. It's not that I don't think he's doing it. His motive is trying to assess it. And whenever you have anything like that, you read it, and if you don't like it, why not bring it up? Because you never know when one of these speechwriters see. Let me say this. With the exception of Buchanan, with the exception, and he's the only one, every speechwriter we have is
Andrews
has got long hair, but he's I know. But he's the closest, but Andrews is more pliable, I'd say. He's the center. And basically, your speechwriters basically tend to be leftists because they've gone to college.
Tex Lazar does some good work for me. Do you like his work? Tex Lazar?
He's done some of your remarks. LEZA. But my point is, but you just watch it, and the other thing is that but it's got to be watched before it gets to you, because, that's right, obviously, you do.
But after all, somebody's got to slip one by you there.
What might come by in some area that you don't know anything about and would have no reason to?
Yeah.
You've got to be sure that now is
going to come to something far more before it gets to you. Yeah. That is your schedule, and Trish's mommy's schedule. They have done an awful lot up to this point. I personally think, Bob, that we should load them up now, between now and then the convention. It's just, the summer for the dawn of days and all that sort of thing. I don't know what you're planning in this period, but let me put it this, I don't want to take away the star. I don't think that'll be necessary then. But I think, last week, 2 weeks schedule was too heavy.
I think the only thing is, I think it's hard to go away and be gone 3 days,
Right.
Not that it was heavy. But I met with Dave Clark yesterday, and we're just scheduling one thing a week.
Did he go over that list of things?
Yes.
They had, because we some ways, it's more important for him to be out now.
Because we're not campaigning.
Non-political. State's more non-political now, and because they can get attention now. Not related to
anything. You're talking about different things. You speak of national attention, correct? But local attention, they'll get it in the campaign as well.
Yeah.
They're not at the same time.
They will if they're not, that's right. If they're not with you and they do these kinds of things, that's
yeah.
true.
I don't think we should travel together.
But now we're getting some pretty good national stuff now. That's
right.
I hate to lose that.
Well, yeah, why don't you, what's your view? You think you should do that?
Well, we really don't have much scheduled in August.
Well, I don't think they ought to have meetings in the next 3 weeks.
I don't have anything next week, and I only have one thing during the Democratic Convention. This is vocational education thing, which we don't want to miss doing.
It's too good a thing to miss. The timing is not good, but it's in a way maybe it's not bad.
The Homemakers of America is under reading the 10th and 14th in California and Los Angeles. And I read the catalog book that Julie can't be there. She's not going to know. We have you or Tricia on the band.
That's national. That's on the list. But it needed anything.
Well, it's either. Perfect with her mom. For these are young kids, right?
Yeah.
Kids. Don't you think she ought to do that?
I think if she went up to visit Helene, that she'd be in L.A. anyway, that she might consider doing it on her way up or something.
But what is your view on scheduling? I'm not trying to cut it
No, out. I agree. Well, we just don't have a hard schedule, and I don't want it right now.
Yeah. And how about the month of August? Then?
We don't have much scheduled in August because of the convention.
Thank you.